We have an amazing
coming into the studio.
We have an amazing woman in the studio right now. Happens to be my daughter, Chelsea Lifford Wolf. Hello, Chelsea.
Hey guys, how's it going?
It's going great, Chelsea. Thanks for joining us.
It's going great. We wanted to know what invention that you may have you're working on right now.
Huh? That I accidentally created.
Yeah, that you accidentally created.
Does it count as an invention if it's by accident? It's
you don't have to really tell anybody that it was an accident. You know, that's just good for trivia questions and such.
I gotcha.
Now I know you've been busy with checking in with Chelsea. I hope you've had a chance to drop by checkinginwithchelsea.com. What are some of the things you've been working on recently?
Well, I invented a built-in shoe rack, and I created a video to show you how to invent one in your closet.
Oh, there you go. Excellent.
So the built-in look, you know, you remove a little bit of the baseboard to be able to slide. I built shelves out in the workshop and then cut the baseboard away to slide the rack into the closet, and then filled in the voids with the baseboard, with the reinstalled some pieces of the baseboard to make it look like it was built right there in the closet.
Well, that's convenient because you have sure trained your kids to not wear shoes in the house.
That's right.
And if you walk up in that house, they call me Pop Daddy. And I walk in there and won't think about it. Pop Daddy, take off your shoes now.
No hug until you take off those shoes.
So, yeah, they're pretty tough on that. Well, that's great. It didn't cost you a lot of money or take a lot of time in order to integrate that.
No. It all depends on how many shelves you want. I ended up using a 4x8 sheet of MDF for about $22 and then a 1x12 to kind of frame it and just make it look a little more substantial on the outside, and that was about maybe $30 for that. So, you know, and everything else I had on hand, nails and paint and stain. So, I mean, not bad for a shoe shelf that's made for your space.
You can get
a store-bought one for cheaper, sure, but this one is made specifically for my shoes in my closet.
There you go. That sounds great. And you can see a step-by-step video of that on checkinginwithchelsea.com. You can also see dozens and dozens of other videos that are there as well, and social media. They can check everything
out. Follow me
out
on Instagram at checkinginwithchelsea.
Yeah, Instagram, checkinginwithchelsea. A lot of things that she's constantly posting there, and that sounds pretty good. Well,
Chelsea,
I have a quick
question. Did you have to fasten it to the wall in any way?
Yes, I did fasten it to the wall, and that is kind of funny. You pull it all together, and then it's still wobbly. But once you fasten it to the wall, then it's like it was meant to be.
Yeah, that's well. With Gus in the house, that's a good idea because your son's going to be climbing up there.
He will climb.
I'm sure he will.
Oh, I'm sure he
You'll
has
find
already.
Him swinging from like Tarzan, swinging from the closet rod.
She sent us a picture the other day on our little family photo feed that she set up, and Chelsea was in the kitchen. You know, she has an open floor plan where the living area is open to it, and she was in the kitchen. Turned around for just a second. When she turned back, Gus had taken one little plastic chair that he sits in, set it on top of another chair. He was standing, squatting down on there with this real devilish little look on his face.
Trying to get his balloon that got away.
Yeah, trying to catch his balloon that got away there.
That's living with a little boy.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Boy, that was, I don't know how, they can get in trouble awfully quick. But he's getting close enough now that we can break out the tool belt.
Uh-oh.
And he and I are going to go off on a few jobs here pretty soon. And we've got to get matching carpenter overalls.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, that'd be good.
Yeah, and a cool hat, and that'll be suspenders. I'd like some red suspenders to kind of
we can make that happen.
Dress it all out. I think that would be a lot of fun and would prove to be a lot of great pictures, and he'll love going off with Pop Daddy. So thank you very much, Chelsea, and remember, checkinginwithchelsea.com.